Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The big headline today is the big day for the Wolverines. Bryce Underwood picks Michigan. And our question is, what does that say about the future of Michigan? Like, college football is a fast-moving train. And if you don't get on, you'll get run over. This pushes Michigan fully into the NIL era. That's a game changer, whether Bryce Underwood is or not. And he gives them a jolt at the position that they desperately need a jolt at, quarterback. It gives Sharon Moore a cornerstone early in his tenure to headline his first recruiting class. And Bryce's presence is bringing other players in. So for Michigan, it's a 6-win season, in all likelihood. But this gives you a much-needed change. I think this is a game-changing decision. 248-539-9797. We'd love to hear what you guys make of it. This is landing a quarterback, a hometown guy. He posted the video, and he had a clip in there about him when he was younger saying, I'm taking my talents to the Michigan Wolverines. So it's a cool story that he stays in state, and it speaks to Michigan that they were able to pony up, step up, and land a big-time player.
That video was made in 2016. I wonder if it was recorded on a flip phone.
Sure.
Yes, because he flipped. But it took me a minute. I got it before the commercial break. When it becomes official, the first full recruiting class for Sharon Moore, you're going to see a lot of guys that are going to come because they want to play with other certain individuals. It's one that it does start to snowball and creates the, good players attract good players. And I don't know where Michigan, I don't follow the whole recruiting rankings. I think they're in the top 10 nationally.
Ninth on 24/7 Sports.
Okay. But we'll get a chance to see what Sharon Moore can do in the totality of his job of being able to recruit his own players. Then the next step is going to be, when does the transfer portal open up? How many of guys on this roster that he currently has enter the portal? How many can he go and identify as needs to be able to fill with experienced players? They're all different landmarks when you talk about, energizing a program that's coming off a national title, but is going to more than likely finish 6-6.
When Harbaugh was here, he had the phrase, it wasn't transactional. What was the phrase that he had? It was
transformational.
Yes.
Not transactional.
Yes. And I think Sharon is trying to blend the two. He's not ignoring relationships. But I think you have to be able to pay the freight to get the best players. And then the reported offer, that $10.5 million offer, that's a big deal. Like, this isn't your father's Michigan. This isn't your father's college football. This is a very different landscape. And for Michigan to cannonball in, to say, we aren't above this, we are very much going to have to compete in this sport this way, and Sharon Moore has embraced it, and the collective is on board. This feels like a game changer for Michigan. Whether Bryce Underwood turns into a Heisman Trophy winner or the number one overall pick, I certainly think those things are worth discussing for the number one player in the country. But even if he doesn't live up to it, it says that Michigan's here, they're going to try, they're going to be aggressive, and if it's not Bryce Underwood, it'll be someone else next time. That's a big deal. It's a big day for Michigan fans.
It is. And when you think about, Michigan and where it goes from here, you're looking for anything that says, okay, things are going to get better. After the recruiting class signs, and I go right down the timeline again, recruiting class, transfer portal, spring ball, obviously, leading into next year, where you're hoping that this is going to be, that will be a much better season, and one that's, even if it's not a lot more wins, that's what we all hope for.
Yep.
10, 11 trips to the college football playoffs again, but that it's just an exciting brand of football to watch.
Ticket Texter, all caps, we got a freaking quarterback, baby. Wolverine fans waking up in a good mood today. There are people on the other side of this, says, getting a high scorer to flip because your school threw enough money at him isn't the flex you think it is. Tom in Howell. No, but it's playing the game.
Right.
What's the alternative? To like sit in an ivory tower and say, well, we sold him on an education and he didn't pick us. Like, get in the mix. Play the game. Win the game, which is what Michigan is doing by landing Bryce Underwood. Ticket Texter says, Jim, you're making this out to be some heartstrings argument about, you know, him coming, staying home. It's about money. Listen, he put that in his video is why I referenced it. But I think all of it has to factor in when you make your decision.
There's a lot of factors, and there's even more factors now than there's ever been in a college athlete making the decision of where they want to go to college, where they want to play the next level of sports. It's got to be about the coach. It's got to be about the school. But you're also throwing in the fact that if you're able to make a lot of money at one place, that's got to be a part of the decision.
Jim, you're painting this picture. It's disgusting. He went to the highest bidder. That's all nothing to do with childhood vibes. Okay, let's just take that at face value. Then shouldn't Michigan feel good about being the highest bidder, by being top dog? Isn't that a good thing for the University of Michigan's football program? Because you weren't saying that a year ago, 2 years ago, or 3 years ago.
No. What was the conversation up until this point? They didn't go to the portal to get a quarterback.
Yep.
There's two ways to get a quarterback. One, through the portal or recruiting.
The kid sold his soul and abandoned the program he wanted to go to just to get a check. Modern college football is shameful. Okay, we got...
Yeah, I mean, tell me you're not over 65. Yeah.
Come on. Bryce Underwood, the story, commits to Michigan. Number one player in the country, Belleville kid, stays home. What does it say about the future for Michigan? I think it says that they are playing ball, that they are willing to play the NIL game in today's college football. And that is a good thing for Michigan. It means they're landing an elite quarterback prospect. Nothing's given, but an elite quarterback prospect. It's a cornerstone for Sharon Moore, and it's something to give them a jolt in what's been a really down year. Ticket Texter says, guys, I just have to say it. He hasn't officially signed. He could flip again. Ticket Texter says, what if he switches back to LSU before signing day?
Well, yeah, signing day isn't until December. And until that happens, nothing is official. And yeah, that's always the risk that you run. It's the risk that LSU ran for the past, 10 months?
Yep.
From when he originally committed. And there are guys that will flip the morning of signing day. There are some guys that will actually wait until the traditional signing period, which is in February, first Wednesday of February, before they make their decision, and they can flip as many times as they want their commitment.
And he could. I mean, he could wait till February and try to hold both teams' feet to the fire. If I'm LSU, I'm trying to find more money today. I'm going to just call it what it is. Feet to the fire.
Feet to the fire.
Their foots to the fire.
Deers to the fire.
Deers.
Yes. Their feet to the fire.
Multiple feet.
I walked right into that. With both feet.
It must be the S on the end that just it just rings with me.
It stands out to you.
Yeah.
John, I do have a question for you in all of this. When you see the price tag, we get some disgust on the ticket text. We got some disgust on the phone calls earlier. You played when it was more pure and they weren't getting paid like this. How do you feel when you see it?
As my human reaction is, why couldn't this have happened sooner? And I do get jealous of even some of the average players that are making six figures.
I mean, guys who weren't All-Americans, team captains, national champions.
So that's the human side of it. But the other human side of it is you understand progress, you understand times change, and you're glad that they finally got to this point where when coaches are making exorbitant amounts of money, athletic departments are making money hand over fist. Not that they're all profitable, but they actually have money coming in, and you could talk about managed funds at that point. But everybody's getting rich except for the product on the field.
Yeah, the players, the ones that are performing. Yeah, and it's
go ahead.
We had this idea of amateurism. It's been shamateurism. It's big business. Everybody should be getting a cut. The players are no different. Now, how do we determine it? Well, right now it's the free market, and there are no guardrails, and I'm cool if we want to put some guardrails on this, But I'm not mad at the guys for getting paid.
No.
I'm not mad at the people who have the money and are choosing to donate it. It's their money. They can do what they want with it. I'm not mad at Michigan for playing the game the way it's currently being played and trying to win that game as aggressively as they can be. I don't have any disgust today the way that I think some people do.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
No, and here's the other thing. And a lot of people are going to say, well, it doesn't matter anymore. To me, it does. And it's a major concern that I have is with no guardrails on the transfers, the amount of times you can transfer. There are a select few that are going to make life-changing money. And to think that they're all going to manage it correctly, we see, you know, professional athletes, retired professional athletes go through bankruptcy all the time. Smart professional athletes that for whatever misfortune happened, they are bankrupt. It will happen. And so there's a select few that's going to make life-changing money. There's a select few that can transfer to make even more life-changing money. But all of the kids that transfer aren't in that same category. And where is the concern about graduation?
To me, it comes back to personal responsibility. These are young people, but they are adults and they have to make decisions and they have to have success and failure and learn from it. John, the people who should be transferring flippantly are the ones who are getting access to that money that is otherwise unattainable. Like if I would never have a chance to play at the NFL level.
That those are the only ones that are transferring flippantly.
I said the ones that should.
Right.
Because they're getting life-changing money.
Right.
Well, if you're transferring from A to B to C, and you're not getting paid any step of the way, you're just aimlessly wandering through your life. Like, no, clearly that's not a good thing.
But how much is it the responsibility of the adults? And I understand, yes, they're 18 years old. Don't give me that crap. But of the adults, those who are a little bit wiser, that are either coloring their hair voluntarily or they're allowed to go gray, that have been through life's experiences, should be giving some guidance.
Agreed.
And some perspective.
Agreed. You should have advisors in your life, family, friends, people you trust close to you.
But not everybody has that.
I know.
So you have to lean on some of those at universities. And I know the trust isn't always there with the NCAA or with the government or with those in athletic departments, but there needs to be parameters in place for the 99% that are not going professional.
Let's say I don't have a great support system and I trust the coach, but then the coach leaves. Well, then I'm going to leave too. I mean, I don't want to be stuck here.
Right. But so that's why there needs to be rules.
Some
so the rules,
rules
stay and with the university or stay with, you know, yeah, with the NCAA.
And I don't know the right way, and we're getting too far down a different rabbit hole, but I do think, yes, there needs to be some level of rule here, some level of guardrails. And maybe it is. You can transfer whenever your coach leaves and you get one free mulligan regardless. And we still do want to encourage you. It's your life. You can transfer and look for better opportunities. We all do it. But maybe there is a cap on the transfer money that you can make. I don't know because I don't want to limit them economically either. But there needs to be a standardized way to do this that doesn't exist right now. Let's get to Dave on a cell. You want to talk about Bryce Underwood. Bryce Underwood and what it means for Michigan football. Dave, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. The elephant in the room, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm excited as anybody to have Bryce Underwood on board, but is this the coaching staff to develop him? I am extremely disappointed with the regression of both defense and offense this year, and it's inexcusable that we didn't have a quarterback for this season, but that's another point. On offense, you can't have a passing game that exists solely of Colston Loveland in the flat, Colston Loveland and on a slant. Yeah. You've got receivers that are basically midgets and gadget players. And we have Marlon Klein, who hasn't been involved in the offense besides blocking, who's supposed to be 6'6", and is a very fast player who plays tight end, but I don't understand why he can't be split out wide. We hear of a guy named Amarion Walker, who in preseason is always blowing it up. He had a nice catch against Washington, and we've never seen him again.
Yeah. So your concern is that they'll squander the talent that is there with Bryce.
Listen, Kirk Campbell, I mean, if this is the best we've got, it doesn't matter if Bryce Underwood's here or not. We're going nowhere. And we've regressed defensively with Wink Martindale. I mean, we got three first-round draft picks on defense, and we're worse. I mean, basically, I'm willing to give Sherrone Moore another chance, but in my opinion, both coordinators got to go. And you can have all the talent in the world, but if you're not coaching them up, it's not going to matter. And if we play the same style of offense we're playing this year, next year, and the following year, we're going nowhere.
I agree with everything you just said. I'm not going to fight you. I think both coordinators need to be evaluated this offseason. This is a huge offseason for Sherrone Moore. He needs to make this program his own. I think one huge step is landing a player like Bryce Underwood. But yeah, if you're going to have that sports car and park it in the garage, you're not going to get much out of it. If you've got a player who can flick the ball 50 yards down the field on the run, you better have some concepts in your offense that let him play to his strengths this offseason. And that may be a change in offensive philosophy. I think that would be necessary. He's right. It can't just be dink and dunk to the tight end, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and punt the ball. That's not an offense that caters to your player's strengths. Sherrone's going to get a chance to do that this offseason.
Yeah.